Praise God.
Praise God.
Today the topic of my sermon is on honor your God. Amen. So we will be looking into different ways of how we can honor God. Amen. So before we start, can we all bow our heads in prayer? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together here, Lord Jesus, to worship and adore you, to glorify and honor your name. Father, as we study your word, Lord, we pray that you prepare our hearts, Lord, that we receive what we hear. Father, use me as your instrument, your mouthpiece, and speak through me, Lord Jesus, to your congregation. To you be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, what does the word honor mean? What do you think?
Respect.
Respect, okay.
Obedient.
Sorry? Obedient, okay. Alright.
Exalt.
Okay. Is that it? Now, if we look into the Hebrew word for honor, it is kavad. What is it?
Kavad.
K-A-V-A-D. K-A-V-A-D. Alright? So, it's pronounced as kavad. Alright? So in the Hebrew dictionary, if you see, it means to be heavy, to be weighed. The whole meaning it conveys is that to give enormous importance to the person to which it is given. In simple words, it is to give high respect, yeah, reverence. We honor certain people because they have a perceived value, and they have a certain position, right? So, there are biblical instructions for whom we should esteem in this way. Now, for example, if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16, we have to honor our parents, right? And now Leviticus 19 verse 32, it says that we have to honor our elderly, honor the elderly, yeah? 1 Peter 2 verse 13 says we have to honor those who rule. 1 Timothy 5 17 says, it emphasizes on giving double honor to spiritual leaders who do their duties well. That is referring to the pastors of the church. There are different biblical instructions in the Word of God that says who has to be honored. But there are dozens of other Bible verses that say that we have to honor God. Not only does it say that we have to honor God, it shows us how to do. Alright, so we are going to look into five ways that we can honor God. Now the first point is, honor God with your time. So let me ask you that wonderful question. How are you using the precious time that is given to you to glorify God, to honor God?
Praying.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad people are praying, spending time. That's a wonderful answer. So in this world, we are really busy, right? If you look into your own lives, we are really busy. We have many things to do, things that are like, we have to-do lists. I have to-do lists. That's endless. It goes on and on. I hope to finish one day, but it just doesn't happen. So you know how it goes, right? Now with the students, with the youth that are studying in school and the kids. So you have to go to school. You have a lot to study. Once school is done, you have tuitions. Once tuitions are done, you're forced to study. And then then you're back and then you wanna just eat and just drag yourself back to bed. Right? Yeah. Now with those who are working, you have a hectic schedule. After your schedule, you come back home. You wanna cook food, clean the house, if you have the habit of doing that. And then again, the day goes on and on, right? And for those who are not working also, it's pretty much the same or more or less that is with our list, right? In all this, it is very important that we find time for God, right?
That's right.
Because He is the one who is sustaining us.
Amen.
He is the one who keeps us going.
Amen.
He takes us through. It's not because we are smart or anything that we are able to do things that we have achieved, right? It's because only God,
Amen.
Right? Can we see Psalms 144 verse 4? It says, man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. What it speaks is about our life. You see one person, the next second you don't see that person. Every minute it values. Every second it's valuable.
Yes.
So you have to set a time apart in God's presence. It's very important. He cannot say, Lord, I'm so tired. I had so much in my plate today. I really want to spend time in your presence, but I'm feeling so lazy. I want to spend some time with myself. I hope you understand. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Doesn't happen like that. We need to spend a quiet time with God. Set apart. It's very important. Set apart a time for God. What is the tenth of our time that we have in a day? How many hours? 2.4. Very good. So we have already calculated. Very good. Let me just elaborate on it. We have 24 hours in a day, right? So the tenth of it is 2 hours and 40 minutes. That is how much time we need to set apart for God.
Amen.
Now, with our schedule, with our lifestyle, we may not be able to continuously spend that much time, but we can at least break it down, right? You can, but it is a must you spend at least 30 minutes in God's presence. Set apart from every busy schedule. You set apart that time every day in His time, in His presence. You say, Lord, I want to worship you. You adore His name. You worship Him. You spend time with the Word. James 4:8. It says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Amen. So as you spend time with God, He draws near to you. He wants that time and He deserves that time. Psalms 119 verse 105. It says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. It is very important to dwell in God's word. Without God's word, we cannot move further. We cannot just push our day further without God's word. Pastor has taken a wonderful series on God's inspired word. From that we learned the importance on having the word of God in our life. Yes, because that is the instruction that God has given us. Amen. And there is nothing that you cannot find a solution for from the Bible. Amen. Can we also read Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So this is how you should pray. You should set a time apart for God and you should pray in His presence. Praying is just conversing with God. It's not like you have to be like scared or nothing. God is your friend. Yes, Jesus is your friend. Jesus is your best friend. So you can talk to Him just like you talk to your friend. It's very important that you speak to your friend, Jesus, just like you speak to your friend. You would want to spend time with your friends, right? When you spend that time in secret with God, God will honor you in public. Amen? When you honor God in secret, God will honor you in public. The second point is, honor God with your talents. Amen? By the grace of God, we all have talents, right? Is there anyone who say that I don't have any talents? Can I see any hands? No. Praise God. I'm so happy that you all are convinced that you all have talents. We all are talented. God has given us many talents, right? What do we do with our abilities that God has given us?
Praise Him.
Praise Him. We need to honor Him using our talents, right? There is a parable in Matthew. It's called the parable of talents. The owner gives his subordinates, three of them. To one he gives 5 talents. To one he gives 2 talents. For one he gives 1 talent. He goes on a long trip. So he goes off and then once he comes back, he looks into what they have done with their talents. So the one who had 5 and the one who had 2, they multiplied it to 10. The 5 who had, he multiplied it to 10. One who had 2, he multiplied it to 4. But the one who was given only 1, he buried it. He's saying like, I got only 1 talent, why should I just show off with it? What is there to show off? I'm going to just bury it. But what happened? Nothing good came out of it, right? But if he had used it, many would have been blessed. Yes? So you need to use your God-given talents to honor God. Amen? Can we read John chapter 15 verse 5? I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produce much fruit. Amen?
Yes.
So if you are in Jesus, you produce much fruit. God has given you talents and you need to use it to bless others, bless the church. How you can use to bless others? If you have a car and someone is there who doesn't have a car to come to church or to work, you give them a lift. and they are blessed, right? You are really good in one kind of subject, any subject, maybe physics, English, maths, be it the simplest of the subjects, you're very good at it. But you know someone who is very weak in it and who needs help. You lend a hand in help and that kid is blessed, right? These are just examples on how you can bless others with your talent. Amen? And how can you build the kingdom of God with your talents? If you are given the ability to sing, you can sing for Him at church. You can join the worship team. If you are given the talent to play an instrument, be it a guitar or keyboard or drums, anything, you can join the worship team. You can serve the church.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
If you have a talent to interact with people, and you love to, you are just charming, you can just, you know, please the people easily, join the welcome team. The church needs you, right? All of you have talents and all of you can be used for God. Amen?
Yes.
So find your talent and use it to honor the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done for the Lord and not for men.
Amen?
Yes. Amen?
Yes.
So whatever, be it the smallest, even if you have to arrange chairs, you give it your best because you're doing it for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And doing so, you are serving the Lord. You're serving His body, the body of Christ. Amen? Third point is honor the Lord with your temple. Can we see 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20? Do you not know that your body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Glorify God
in your body.
Glorify God
in your body.
Amen. How do we glorify God with our body? We keep ourselves holy. We abstain from what is not from God. We abstain from sin. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. But as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in all your conduct. Amen?
Amen?
Just as the Lord is holy, we should keep ourselves holy as well. Yes?
Yes.
Our eyes should not see what is not to be seen. Our ears are not to hear what is not supposed to be heard. Our hands are not supposed to be doing something that is not to be done. Our feet should not take us where we are not supposed to go. Do you know the song? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. You know? So that is the song that I am reminded of when I am telling you this. Even though this is a very simple song that we have learnt in our Sunday school and all, it's really meaningful. It speaks on how, on the importance of keeping us holy. And by doing that, we are honoring our God. Honor God with your ticker. What does that mean? What keeps ticking? Something in our body. That's a clue.
Heart.
Yes, heart. That's right. Heart. Honor God with your ticker means honor God with your heart.
Heart.
So there are many Bible verses that encourage us to make God number one in our heart. Now can we see Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to tell this to the youth here. Ellen, Alina and Vritika, please convey it from our side. Trust in the Lord. I know you may have many portions to finish. Don't worry. Just trust in the Lord. You have to do your part, of course. But just trust in the Lord because He is the one who's gonna remind you of what you have studied. Yes? Alright. Can we see Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26? My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Amen. Can we also see Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23? Guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of life. Psalms chapter 51 verse 10. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. This all speaks on how your heart should be on God. When your heart is on God, there's no way that you would move away from God. And He will guide you through. The fifth point is honor God with your treasure. This means your finances. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6:21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. It speaks about our finances. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So we receive blessings, health, wealth, grace from God, mercy from God, favor, you name it, we receive it from God. But we need to honor God by giving, because it's more blessed to give than to receive. As it says in Acts chapter 20 verse 35. In every way I've shown you that by laboring like this, it is necessary to help the weak and to keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, for he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. A giving unto the Lord is a physical form of honoring the Lord. Amen. How can you give unto the Lord? By bringing your tithe into the storehouse of the Lord. Can we read Malachi chapter 3 verse 10? Bring the full 10%, or in other words, tithe, into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Amen. This is what the word of God says. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. So what is tithe? Like it's written there, it's the 10% of whatever you earn. Amen. Now, the correct way to tithe is by setting apart the 10% before you use it for anything else. Right? When we tithe, we honor God. Right? When someone gives his tithe, he is in fact recognizing that God is Lord, not only the Lord of his life, but of everything that his life produces. Amen? The deepest meaning of the tithe is in understanding that everything, 100% of what we have, belongs to God. Amen. What happens if we don't tithe? Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 to 9. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. You ask, how do we rob you? By not making the payments of 10% and the contributions. You are suffering under a curse, yet you, the whole nation, are still robbing me. So when we don't give our tithe, we are robbing God. Yes? So where should I give my tithe? It should be given to the storehouse. Your storehouse is the church that you're planted in where you are currently. Yes, you may have a church back in your hometown, but where God has placed you, now you're placed in Qatar, where you're getting the spiritual covering from, that is the Lord's storehouse. That is the church, the local church that you attended. Now, what does the church do with my tithe? Many of you may have questions like, what does the church do with the tithe, right? So the church uses the tithe to fulfill the vision of the church. What is the vision of our church?
Envision, equip, and empower.
Our vision is to envision, equip, and empower. So it uses to fulfill the vision of the church to pay its existing expenses like the location rent and the needs of the church, to honor the men of God, expenses related to the church related events. Tithers are financial pillars of God's house. When we receive the tithe, it helps the church grow. That's what makes the church stable financially. And that's what helps the church to plan further on how to invite people or how to do an event to glorify the Lord. Amen? Now, what is the difference between tithe and offering?
Tithe is of a fixed amount, that is 1/10 of your income you have.
Very good.
And offering is how much your choice how much to give.
Very good. Wow. Can you put your hands together? Excellent. That's the right answer for the difference between a tithe and offering. Tithe is not offering and offering is not tithe. These are two different things. Like she said, tithe is a set amount of what you earn and offering is what you give from your heart. Amen? So first comes tithe. The meaning is you set that apart immediately as you receive your income. Amen? And then comes the offering for the Lord. Now, tithe is used to fulfill our vision and offering is used to fulfill the mission of the church. What is the mission of the church? The mission of our church is to evolve, establish, and encourage. As you know, we are supporting an orphanage of 36 children back in Odisha, India, and we are so blessed that we are given the privilege to support them. Amen. And we are also looking into where else we can support, be it in Africa or wherever it is needed. So what we would do is we would visit the site, we would see how genuine it is, and then we would come together as a team, decide on whether we would support. Currently the ongoing mission is about the 36 children. So I encourage you to keep them, all the 36 children, in prayers. All of them are girls. Their fathers are either murderers or mother has ran away, something that is not supposed to be happening, that has happened in their lives. They have seen so much in their lives. But do keep them in prayers. They are under an umbrella called Children's Network International that is headed by Pastor Thambi Matthew from USA. By God's grace, they are given the right guidance. They are growing well. They are recovered from their hurts and they are growing. They just want to grow and glorify the Lord. So let us be a cheerful giver. Let us give unto the Lord. As it says in the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 7. Now as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in all your loves for us, excel also in this grace. So it speaks about the grace of giving. So see that you excel in the grace of giving. Let me just summarize on what we learned today on the five ways we can honor God. So we should honor God with our time, honor God with our talents, honor God with our temple, honor God with our heart, ticker, yes, and honor God with our treasure. So make sure that you honor the Lord. It is very important that we have a consistent relationship with God. We learn it every week, we learn it every day. Without God, nothing is possible, right? But with God on our side, everything is possible. Amen. Can we see Revelation chapter 4 verse 10 to 11? You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. So one day we will be with God, and 24/7, what do you think is happening in heaven?
Worship.
And what do they say? They say this verse that I just read. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Amen. Even the heavenly beings, the angels, they glorify God 24/7. So it's going to be a beautiful time where we lay down our crowns and we bow down before the Most High and we honor Him.
Amen.
Amen. Can we all bow down our heads in prayer? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we learn today, Father, help us to honor you, Father. Help us to acknowledge you in everything that we have, in everything we do. Help us to honor you, Lord, with our time, that we would set apart a time with you, Lord, our quiet time with you, Father, to hear from you, to speak to you, Father. Help us to honor you, Lord, with our talents, that we may not hide our talents, but use it for your glory. Let us honor you, Lord, with our temple, that we will abstain from all evil, that we will not do something that hurts you, Father. Let us honor you with our heart, that our heart stays in you, that we will trust in you and not trust in our abilities. And let us honor you with our treasure, Father, that we would excel in the grace of giving, Father God, to your storehouse, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking to us. Use us for your glory. Let us honor you, Father, every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us. Yes, Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that
Wonderful presence. We thank you for the wonderful word of God and how we can honor you. Father, in every deed, in every work, we pray that we will give you the honor of God. That we will not touch your glory, we will not touch your honor, we will not touch your praise. It all belongs to you. Father, we thank you for this church. We thank you for every nationality in this place. We pray that, Lord, as they stepped into this place, their nation be blessed, O God. Let Africa be blessed. Let Philippines be blessed. Let India be blessed. Let Qatar be blessed, O God. We thank you that you are in control and we honor your name. Father, help us to lift your name wherever we are and give you all the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.